and eventually found myself out probably about 250, maybe 300 feet away from the mouth of the tunnel where the other officers were at. And I knew that I was in, I was up shit creek without a paddle. I was trying to push guys off of me, create some space. All the while, I recognized the fact that there were individuals that were trying to grab a hold of my gun. I remember one of them distinctly lunging at me time and time again, trying to grab my gun. And I heard people in the crowd yelling, "Get his gun, kill him with his own gun," and words to that effect. I thought about using my weapon. I believe that there were individuals in the crowd whose intentions were to kill me. And I came to that conclusion because of the fact that separated from these other officers who are only trying to defend the Capitol, I no longer posed any type of threat, nor was I an impediment to them, you know, going inside of the building. But yet they tortured me. They beat me. I was struck with a taser device at the base of my skull numerous times. And they continued to do so until I yelled out that I have kids. And I said that hoping to appeal to some of their, some of those individuals' humanity. And fortunately, a few did step in and intervene on my behalf. They did assist me back towards the mouth of the tunnel entrance, and other officers were then able to rescue me and pull me back inside. But at that point, I was unconscious. And based off the body-worn camera footage, it's believed that I was unconscious for approximately 4 minutes.